Aloha Poke Shop in downtown Honolulu has been bustling since word got out that a company selling poke on the mainland is attempting to enforce a trademark on the words Aloha Poke, a move that could force this Bishop Street establishment to change its name.
A lot more people coming in today, definitely asking us about the whole issue and everything.
Poke Shop employee Saul De La Rosa whips up the Aloha Special, hamachi, ahi, and salmon poke over a hot bed of rice. This is customer Clay Chapman's favorite poke spot.
I just think it's just ridiculous. Like, why would you, like, trademark Aloha?
That's just it. A trademark search for the word Aloha on the legal website Justia yielded more than 5,500 results of companies either registering a trademark with Aloha or initiating the process. Aloha is used for everything from clothing to paper goods, electronics to food.
We could have went, I guess, and trademarked it.
Jeff Sampson is the co-owner of Aloha Poke Shop.
But nobody would, I mean, who would ever think trademark Aloha or Poke?
The Chicago-based restaurant chain Aloha Poke Holdings, also known as Aloha Poke Company. Sampson received a cease and desist letter from the company in January, as did other poke shops in Alaska and Washington State.
You know, to me, I thought there's no way you could do it. I mean, you can't trademark pizza. There's a million pizza places.
Trademarks are nothing new in a world where business is all about the brand. But for some Native Hawaiians, the concept of ownership associated with trademarking Hawaiian words or concepts like Aloha Poke is inappropriate.
In plain language, it's stealing our culture and then using it to profit.
Tai Kavika Tengan is a professor of ethnic studies and anthropology at UH Manoa. He says this isn't the first time Hawaiian culture has been commodified. In fact, there are a number of local businesses that use Aloha in names and products. So how is this different?
I think the key difference in looking at this situation is that real inequality in power. It's really not just the simple borrowing of culture.
The term, he says, is cultural appropriation.
Really what cultural appropriation is signaling is a situation in which members of a dominant group appropriate those aspects of usually a minority culture or, in this case, an indigenous group without permission.
Tengan says meaningful dialogue between businesses and the Native Hawaiian community are key in these situations, but systemic problems persist.
The ones that allow for the next Aloha Poke company to come in and send the new cease and desist letters because of that really lack of connection with community, the kind of sense of kuleana that comes in a different kind of relationship that you don't typically find in the marketplace or in courtrooms or in trademark offices.
Aloha Poke Company apologized that this issue has been so triggering for Native Hawaiians. Ku'uwehi Hiraishi, HPR News.